In Ivory Coast, UN and French helicopters fired rockets on the presidential residence where incumbent strongman Laurent Gbagbo is holed up. Chris Altieri reports.
French and UN forces conducted operations on Monday in which they directly attacked the presidential compound in Abidjan. The strikes are in response to Gbagbo loyalist attacks on UN personnel, foreign diplomatic missions, and civilians.
We need to have a full assessment.
The spokesman for the UN mission in the Ivory Coast, Hamadoun Touré, says Gbagbo's use of heavy weapons had created an intolerable situation for the non-combatant population in the city.
This has been so for the last 10 days. People are staying at home, fearing to go out without any food left, without any water left. It's time for them to be freed from this very difficult situation. So that's why we want to prevent the continued use of heavy weapons against the population.
After a decade in power, Gbagbo lost an election to his rival, the internationally recognized president-elect Alassane Ouattara, following which he refused to leave power. After months of stalemate, pro-Ouattara forces began an offensive late last month to install the president-elect, sweeping across the country in just days before meeting resistance in Abidjan. I'm Chris Altieri.